We're about to chat to Richard Fox, who is Jess Fox's dad, who picked up gold at the Olympics yesterday. Three times at the Olympics, had a bronze, had a silver,
yeah,
had another bronze a couple of days ago.
Yeah, she smashed it.
In the canoeing, and it was a big moment when she got gold.
Is this the moment she's dreamt of her entire career? She hits the line! She's got it! Jess shines like gold to become the Olympic champion.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was good times. And you could see just on her face the relief,
oh,
you know. She's been hanging for it.
I get so pumped,
yeah,
when one of our Aussie athletes wins a gold medal. But imagine being the parent of that child.
Let's play some of this audio because watching it live yesterday, I was like, geez, this commentator's really connected to Jess. And I didn't know it was her dad at the time, but he was really explaining it. You could tell he was really feeling the moment.
He's invested in this and so heavily.
Her dad, Richard Fox, is a commentator for the sport.
Wow. Wow. That's beautiful. Oh, my God. That's Naomi. Yeah.
So how's that commentator getting, you know, very emotional?
He's getting quite choked up, as you would. Like, I do not understand how Richard Fox was able to contain his emotions in that moment. And so it's a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, Richard
Fox! Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are we?
We're good.
We are great. Congratulations on producing an Olympian.
Yes.
Hey, I'm only half that equation.
Oh, that's true. You take 50% of the credit. Hey, I mean, listening to you commentate your daughter's Olympic run is such a special thing to witness. How were you feeling as she was doing her thing? I just can't. I'm a parent, and I cannot imagine containing myself.
Oh, it was surreal, and I didn't know how I was going to be or handle it, and what those feelings and emotions might be. So but the way it sort of rolls out is, you know, you're in an event, you got the start order. What helps is that she was towards the end of the competition, so you get caught up in how that event's unfolding, what the time is to beat and so on. So I got caught up in that side, which is good. So I was able to then focus on her run. But when she came out of the last turn and she's in the lead, and you know, I knew that she was probably going to get it. That was when, fortunately, Dave Colbert, great pro, took over and took her across the line. And I was losing it quietly.
Oh, yeah, it's so beautiful.
I've said it a couple of times already, but I think you're on hold. But I was watching live, Richard, and I was like, God, I didn't know that you were her dad. And I was like, man, this guy's really into it. Like, what? I get it's a great moment, but you sound emotionally invested. And then I found out, you're her dad, so it completely makes sense. But, I mean, I know you would love Jess, win, lose, draw, doesn't matter, but it must feel like all that hard work, all those Olympic Games to seal the deal, it must feel great.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the joy for her is, you know, something to behold, something to share. But she suffered that result on Tuesday, which is still magnificent. You know, you say to anyone, would you take a bronze medal at the Olympics? You go, yep,
sure,
here's my deposit. But she was devastated because she had, you know, she didn't have the best run going, but she was still within reach. She knew she could win it, and then she let it slip. So, you know, that she had that sort of, you know, monkey on her back, if you like, coming into this event just 2 days later to get, you know, back on the horse, so to speak, and get through the heats and then the semi she won. And there she is lining up the last boat with the great score that the British athlete Mallory Franklin put down. The joy at the end was, you know, it was relief. It was all of those emotions because it's been, yeah, a long journey. London, Rio, she was a favorite. And she faltered towards the end of that run and ended up with the bronze. And that's what happened on Tuesday. So that was a really dark place that she went to. And to see her come out of that and have that, you know, strength of character, and that was beautiful. So, yeah, there's so much wrapped up in that.
Do you think that the result a couple of days ago is the thing that kind of, like, that resilience pushed her through for that winning performance? Do you think that that might be a part of the equation?
Oh, for sure. It's all tied up. But it was, I would say, you know, she was on the brink in terms of being able to manage that or not. Wow. And in that, you know, when sometimes you have a setback, you come out firing and you go, right. But it can also dent your confidence. And I think that's, you know, she was on the brink of losing her confidence and she was really tested. So, yeah, it was a big turnaround.
Is she going to the next games, Richard, or is this it?
No, Paris for sure, because she was born in France. Mother's French.
Yeah, of course.
I saw on the TV last night you guys came out for the 2000 Olympics and then stayed in Australia. Is that how that went?
Yeah, it is. So the story for us in Australia is that I was involved with the campaign to get slalom back on the programs at the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah.
We were involved in that. And then I was hired as a coach for the Olympics. Miriam was an announcer, the French announcer at the Sydney Olympics. And then that was till 2000. And then we continued for another 4 years. And then the girls, they were, you know, enjoying the Australian way of life. They said, we don't want to go back to France and go to school in France. We like our schools here. So we stayed and here we are. And it's been a wonderful journey. We've got a great facility in Penrith at the Whitewater Stadium, and that's probably, you know, that's been the biggest factor in, you know, helping Jess to get where she is today. That plus all the support that comes.
I mean, it's interesting as well. She could have been competing for France. So,
100%.
This is great news for Australia. It really is.
I also really appreciate how you let your children make a really big life decision for your family. That's great. Like, that's empowerment.
Look, Australian sporting royalty. Look, it's been an amazing game so far. And a big party when she comes back. Is that the plan?
Yeah, well, if we're allowed to. And, you know, who knows what a party is going to look like. She's actually going to Europe. There's more competition, World Cups. There's a World Championships later in the year. And I have to say, thinking of the Australian team and the athletes, the officials, they're going to come back to Australia. They're going to do quarantine. And you know, if they're in Sydney, they're going into lockdown as soon as they get home. So, you know, thinking of them and, you know, it's just a different world that we're in. And it's great to have been, if you like, on the public side of it with the broadcast and following it that way. And the support and the love from, you know, right around the country has been amazing.
Absolutely.
I've never seen anything like it.
Europe is a great choice by Jess. She has played that well.
Yes.
This is the way to go at this stage. Richard, thanks for joining us on the air. Amazing work that you are doing and Channel 7 as well with the coverage for Tokyo 2020. You can catch it live, free on 7 and on 7 Plus. Congrats again from us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
See you,
mate.